Every morning this week, check out the Big K Morning Show. We have tickets to give away to the Lionel Richie Earth, Wind & Fire Show coming up Father's Day. That'll be Sunday, June 16th at PPG Paints Arena. And we'll do that again tomorrow morning. In this hour, Christine Sorensen, KDK-TV anchorwoman, will join us in the next half hour. Of course, Marty's wife. We'll talk to Marty, too, about what he's got going on. A lot of insight from Marty into what's happening in our city, with the hint of a detailed plan to revitalize the downtown area. And also, we'll all track in this weather situation where we could have some heavy, heavy downpours with thunderstorms at some point this afternoon and then later this evening. Nationally, also a lot going on with the president instituting a big change. This marks a substantial change. Immigration is an important platform issue, obviously, for the presidential election. We don't deal with the immigration issues directly as much here for obvious reasons. But if you're in one of the border states, particularly Texas, it's a daily issue. And so to kind of encapsulate what has transpired, CBS's Jared Hill.
Overnight, a major change to U.S. immigration policy took effect. President Biden's new rule partially bans some asylum claims at the southern border.
To protect America as a land that welcomes immigrants, we must first secure the border and secure it now.
The executive action allows the administration to ban migrants from claiming asylum if they cross outside of official points of entry along the southern border. This would kick in when daily crossings reach 2,500, giving Border Patrol the authority to quickly reject and deport thousands of people. The new restrictions would be paused 14 days after the weekly average of daily illegal border crossings drops below 1,500. The last time that happened was in July of 2020.
This is a total disaster by Biden.
Prominent Republicans called the move too little too late, while some progressive Democrats argue it's a step in the wrong direction.
This action falls short of our goal of a just and fair immigration policy.
The president says his executive action is also meant to deter migrants from coming to the southern border. But Venezuelan asylum seeker Ramon Eduardo, who is still in Mexico, says he doesn't think the new policy will stop migrants like him from making the dangerous trek north. Legal challenges are almost certain. The American Civil Liberties Union tells CBS News it plans to sue to block the policy, calling it illegal.
Immigration consistently ranks among top issues for voters going into 2024. And actually, in a recent Quinnipiac poll, voters said that they think former President Trump would do a better job at handling immigration compared to President Biden. Also worth noting, this decision from the White House comes less than a month before the first presidential debate.
Jared Hill, CBS in New York. Now in Delaware, CBS's Scott McFarland. The other story that's gained a lot of attention is the trial of Hunter Biden, son of current President Joe Biden.
An emotional first day in the trial of Hunter Biden. With the First Lady and Hunter Biden's wife seated behind the president's son, prosecutors and an FBI agent witness played long clips of Biden's 2021 audiobook of his memoirs, in which he narrated his descent into addiction to crack cocaine in 2018.
I used my superpower, finding crack anytime, anywhere. Less than a day after landing at LAX in the spring of 2018.
Former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree.
Prosecutors will tell you that there are few things more effective before a jury than being able to show the jury what the defendant said. In this case, hearing the defendant's own voice describing his struggles with addiction and the fact that he was using illegal controlled substances right around the time he bought this gun.
Prosecutors for Special Counsel David Weiss opened their case, telling the six-man, six-woman Delaware jury, no one is above the law. Addiction may not be a choice, but lying and buying a gun is a choice. Biden has pleaded not guilty to unlawfully possessing a gun while using or addicted to drugs and making false statements applying for the gun in October 2018 for not acknowledging drug use at the time. Biden's defense attorney argued the president's son didn't knowingly make false statements because he was seeking sobriety and, like other addicts, experienced a deep state of denial.
They're really trying to paint Hunter Biden as someone who was making good faith effort to get himself clean, to get his life back in order.
Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen, and Halle Biden, his brother's widow, with whom he was also romantically linked, will testify. And prosecutors warned the jurors it'll be embarrassing for Hunter Biden. Scott McFarland, CBS News, Wilmington, Delaware.
And this trial moving very quickly and expected to wrap in maybe inside of 2 weeks. So we'll give you the latest. Coming up, a big anniversary for a local iconic company, family owned and family started. We'll tell you about that coming up next. JP Roofing and Siding, speaking of family, yeah, that's Joe Potocnik. He's family, his family here, been here doing what he's doing for 43 years. Why that's important to you, it's just experience, being the best. Owens Corning MVP this year, which was a very big deal, announced that in San Diego, and back-to-back Service Excellence awardees. What that means for you is you're going to get the best work, quality work, backed by warranties, the best warranties you can get. And when you have work done on your home, particularly your roof, don't you want the best? And it all starts with a simple phone call to get a free estimate. Why not at least call and just see what it would take to get the job done right, whether it's your roof, your gutters, downspouts, siding. And by the way, James Hardy is a name. It is the premier name in the siding industry. Joe has added that. So he's got it all. 412-829-7711. 412-829-7711. JP Roofing and Siding. Thanks, Joe. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen. Paul, I've just confirmed we're going to talk to the head of Eaton Park, the Broadhurst family, 75th anniversary for the Eaton Park franchise. So tomorrow morning, we'll have the details, the celebration. And I want you to know that I, at one point, was a cook at Eaton Park. I don't know if I mentioned that to you.
You have mentioned in the past. I got curious about Eaton Park a few months ago and started doing some research on the history of Eaton Park. I thought the name of the company was odd.
It's, you know, backwards.
It
right?
is. It's backwards. But what I didn't know at first, in the very early beginning years, it was called Big Boy.
Yeah, and you've seen that.
We had a Big Boy in my hometown. I think Big Boy had franchises all over the country. But then Eaton Park went its separate way and held on to the idea of the Super Burger, which is really, to me, the Big Boy Burger or the Super Burger is the original Big Mac in its own way, I guess. And very similar in construction.
So, you know what I always say, you're a half person from everybody in Pittsburgh.
No kidding.
So, I was a teenager when I first worked at Ponderosa Steakhouse in McKnight Road. I was the baked potato fry and bun man. And then I went to Eaton Park.
Hey, did you know that Ponderosa is still open up in Butler?
I didn't know that.
Yep, it's very popular.
We should go for old time's sake.
A friend of mine wants me to take him there, and we were supposed to go while I was off, but I wasn't feeling well, so we had to call it off. But
well,
Ponderosa Steakhouse, man, what a trip back in time, huh?
You had to call it. Oh, my God. It's just, you know. Then I went over to Eaton Park and opened up the new, at the time, I think they call it number three. They have numbers for all the different locations. It wasn't the third, but we're going to straighten this all out with Jeff Broadhurst tomorrow for the 75th anniversary. However, when they opened the outbound Eaton Park on McKnight Road,
mm-hmm.
I was there.
Yeah, there's one on each side of the road. And I've been in both, by the way. The, what was I going to say? I haven't been, I wanted to go to, but haven't been in the new one on Banksville Road. Have you seen that one yet?
No. Yeah, I'm laughing because Marty just.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Marty Griffin just said, seriously, repeats it. The I worked in a restaurant story, all caps, again.
Exactly where I thought he was going to go.
But I wanted to give you an interesting background to Larry Hatch, the founder of Eaton Park, was at one time partners with the guy that started Isley's.
No kidding.
So they wanted to do their own thing, which they both were successful at doing. And here's the crazy part. And Marty, yeah, I'm going to mention Dan Marino. So Dan's wife, Claire, Larry Hatch is her grandfather. So the connection,
there you go,
of Eaton Park down through the, I mean, I,
which
I
explains,
that,
I guess, in some strange sort of way, the urge that you have to have a super burger every time you're there.
Gotta have a super burger platter with some chicken noodle soup, or when they have the stuffed pepper soup.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's another connection. John and Paul Steigerwald are also related to Larry Hatch.
How? Possibly how?
Their mother is Larry Hatch's sister. Now, Mr. Hatch is long gone, but they put out a book fairly recently in the history of Eaton Park. I can just imagine Marty back in the bullpen cubicle
whirling around like the Tasmanian devil on the cartoon, right?
So happy anniversary, 75. They're doing a lot of cool stuff, though. Will, he texted me, Marino.
Okay.
Please stop. Oh, unless I mentioned that he went to Central Catholic, then it's okay.
Well, yeah, that would clear it all up. A little Vikings love.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Hey.
You know, the question that, you know, that I think everybody can answer yes to, in at least in our generation and in north and south of us, is, you know, was your first job in a restaurant? Almost all of us could say at least one of our first jobs was in a restaurant. I know mine was.
There were restaurants. Winkies was a popular restaurant.
Winkies.
Winkies and Sandy's.
I remember Sandy's. We had one in my hometown. And it was fairly popular, and they were there long before McDonald's got there. It took McDonald's like 5 or 6 years to get into the market.
Seriously, Winkies, Sandy's, and then, you know, of course, McDonald's took over and dominated. But then Wendy's came to town.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever tell you I met? I'm just kidding.
Especially if you Only do a Dave Thomas story if you have a tie-in to being a TV weatherman. Then we can watch the steam just come out of Marty's ears.
And I love Marty yesterday said, you're not going to tell that story again. Like, he doesn't repeat himself. Really? And that's in the dictionary.
Oh, man.
Meantime, this spider story.
Oh, no, not this again.
Well, I have confirmed. We have tomorrow morning, 6:35.
Oh, my
God. Dr. Goodness. Chad Gore, entomologist. For those that don't know, an entomologist studies bugs, right?
Now, for our audience's sake, this morning, to start off the program around 5:30 or so, Larry over here starts reading us this story from CBS about these flying spiders, venomous flying spiders, right. And he went completely off track with it.
Well, since then, the networks have picked up on it. I've seen pictures of these spiders. So we've had stink bugs, spotted lanternflies, cicadas in some states, and now the Northeast. And I love the way they write this because it's so dramatic. Bracing for an invasion of giant venomous spiders with 4-inch long legs that can parachute through the air. All I picture is people running around in Market Square downtown screaming, ah!
With one of these things latched onto their neck.
Right.
You know what this reminds me of? The killer hornets.
Oh, yeah. Murder hornets.
Murder hornets, yeah.
So this...
Same hype.
The thing that's really unique about these spiders is no other spiders fly.
It's fairly obvious.
They look like they have a black and gray coloration, the females. And they have a technique. They're called Joro spiders, J-O-R-O. They have a technique known as ballooning, where they release silk threads into the air, allowing them to be carried in the wind like parachutes.
Ugh.
So you will not want to miss Dr. Gore. What a great name for an entomologist.
Especially when we're talking about that topic.
Hello, this is Dr. Gore. All right, Christine's coming up next.
Poor Christine.
Hey,
who knows where the next 30 minutes will lead?
Oh, here we go. I wonder if Marty's ever worked at a restaurant. We'll have to ask him.
I would love to know about that.
You know, the horror of working at Ponderosa was getting there. Sometimes I had to hitchhike in that double polyester cowboy outfit. And coming up 10 until 2, Marty Griffin. He'll join us in the next few minutes. Larry Richard with Christine Sorensen, KDK-TV anchorwoman, and, of course, wife of Marty, celebrating 21 years of marriage. Congratulations, Christine.
Thank you.
I saw you went to Girasoli's.
Oh, it was so delicious.
Isn't that a little slice? Because you walk into Shadyside, it's on the Copeland Street, and then you walk downstairs, kind of like a restaurant style that you would see in Europe or New York.
You're right. Yeah. I never even knew it was there, to be honest, because it is kind of hidden, tucked underneath, like you said. And then you go in there and it is like a, I don't know, it's kind of a, you're such a unique place with the stone walls and it's kind of cave-like.
Right.
And then Pi, the owner, I mean, he is just like such a character, so fantastic. Makes you feel so welcome, like you're having dinner with family. It's really a fun spot.
Yeah. So,
and the food's amazing.
It is.
Beyond all that.
It's fantastic. So check it out. And tell Pi we said hi. Congrats again on your anniversary.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Kidsburg. It is. Now, some schools, we were just mentioning North Allegheny was done last Friday. You've got city schools go till next Wednesday, and teachers are there for two more days.
Wow.
What about Mount Lebanon?
Mount Lebanon's last official day is this Friday. Yeah.
So
the 7th.
Parents are starving for things to do or have their kids do for the summer.
Yes. And if you are not sure what to do with your kids this summer, kidsburg.org is absolutely the place you should go to get some ideas. And every week we put out events going on, and these are just from this week's events only, but we have monthly guides of all the top things if you want to plan ahead. So this weekend kicks off the Rita Palooza Book Bowl. This is Carnegie Library's kind of competition to get kids reading this summer. And I will say, you know, it's not always the easiest thing to get your kids to start reading. But you know what? If what we did is we'd require them to read like an hour a day. And what's funny is by the end, they often really found they were enjoying it and they liked their books and they wanted to read the books.
And this is coming from a mom who has her own book club.
Yes,
so you have.
I love reading and I've shared that love of reading with the kids. And, you know, the nice thing about summer is they can pick their own books. And so sometimes, you know, they discover, oh, wow, okay, maybe I didn't love reading some of those books that I was required to read, but you know, I love this kind of book. So it's a great chance to try different books, see what your kid likes or doesn't like. Go to the library. They're all free. You can try as many as you want, and hopefully you'll find something that they love.
One more time. What's the title of that?
It's the Bookapalooza Book Bowl.
All right.
Or wait, is it Rita Palooza? Now I'm confused. All the same. Rita Palooza Book Bowl. There we go.
All right, we got it. All right, what's next?
Yeah, so everyone knows parenting is both the most wonderful, rewarding job and also one of the most challenging and sometimes frustrating roles, right?
Amen.
So we've all gotten to that point where you sometimes feel like you want to pull your hair out, you want to scream, you want to just shut it all down, whatever your reaction to the stress may be. There's this wonderful program called Joyful Parenting Through Meditation, and it's a free event this Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30, and they're going to teach you how you can use meditation to remain calm when you feel like you might be getting out of control with your frustration or your feelings or your, you know, whatever it may be that the challenges that parenting brings. They've got a discussion about parenting with love, a guided meditation, and it's going to be a really great event for anyone who's a caregiver, whether you're a parent, grandparent, teacher, whatever it may be.
I need some of this.
Seriously, we all do. I mean, everyone has gotten to that point where it's very difficult. And I just think this is such a great idea because then you have a tool to go to. You're going to go, you know what? I've reached that point. Boom, I know what to do now because you've gone to this and you've learned some techniques on how to calm your brain and get to a place where you're more rational and you're going to make good decisions and you can help communicate better with your kids.
All right. And a big grand opening.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys have heard about the Aspinwall Riverfront Park. Have you been there before? You know what I'm talking about?
I can't believe you're bringing this up today because I had a friend just yesterday say, you've got to see this new park in Aspinwall.
Yes.
And I'm like, what park? On the river.
This is the one. So it used to be called the Aspinwall Riverfront Park. That's what I knew it as. I did a story years ago when they built this really creative looking play structure. It literally looks like a metal robot, but it's actually a slide. So when you look at it from far away, you're like, well, that's a cool sculpture. And then you get up close and it's actually a kid's slide. It's really fun. But what's really cool is they have added 6 acres and a 1.5 mile trail as well to this park right on the riverfront on the Allegheny River in Aspinwall. And they've got a big event space. They've got stages there now. This is such a really fantastic space with gorgeous views of the water. So this weekend, they're having a big celebration to open it all. It's Saturday from 2 to 6. Like I said, there's going to be live music on these stages, including some specially for kids with some performances from Orion the Amazing, as well as Peanut Butter and Jam. There'll be food trucks. Bring your bikes or your scooters, whatever you want, to ride the trails with your kids. It's going to be a great place. And if you don't get there this, this weekend alone, of course, you can go all summer long.
If Marty was here, and he will be in a minute, he would say, Dick Roberts, he would say the world's greatest PR man did the work on that for this.
Oh, did he? Well, you know, it used to be a big, wasteland of just, it was just dumped stuff from all the industrial things going on there. And now it's one of the most beautiful places really that you could see. It's got places where there's a marina and you can enjoy the water. It's a really great asset.
Good for them. And that Aspinwall's been trending up too.
Oh, it's overall. Such a cute town. This is like out of a storybook. Aspinwall, I love that town.
Especially improving our waterway access areas.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause for many years, a lot of them were dumps.
Right, exactly. And this was one of them. So it's so wonderful to see how it's been transformed. Yeah.
Check out kidsburg.org. Christine will stick around. She's going to be on with Marty, and we'll talk to Marty coming up. And a lot going on in our town. Christine, thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of moms and dads are thanking you. Coming up, 10 until 2, Marty Griffin. Get Marty, the team assembled. Patrick O'Connor is here in studio with his magic lamp and all his electronics.
What the hell does that mean?
All this stuff. Look at all the
magic
lights
lamp
together.
Every time I come in here, there's exciting new apparatus.
I don't see one thing in here that's new. You're high.
I think Patrick.
You know why I'm aggravated today?
Why?
Both of our damn. I would use expletives, but I'll get in trouble again.
What happened?
Both of our refrigerators are broken.
Not one, but two.
Mm-hmm. What's the deal? You guys...
What the hell's going on?
Didn't you just get a big repair?
$750.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
To fix the ice maker.
LG. That company sucks.
Well, literally, there was one person who could fix the refrigerator
and
they could come in a week.
$700. What was the minimum? Was $550.
Minimum was $550. Yeah, $550.
What do you mean minimum?
Larry,
you have
I'm
to
serious,
put down $515. Yeah, you have to give him a credit
card. The new fridge is $1,000 or $1,200 or
so
whatever.
So you're on the bubble. Like how many years are you? Like, well, if I'm going to do that, I'll just call your boy Matt.
But
that's
hold on, this
did.
Is what's wild about where we're at, honey. And Larry knows this stuff. That's the second time in 3 months that an appliance guy said it's cheaper to just buy a new one than to pay to get it fixed.
Right.
What the hell, Larry?
It's crazy.
It's frustrating. I know.
And by the way, these appliance guys are buried. The repair guys?
I got a Maytag washer issue. I got a text. I got to call somebody.
And then this LG company, horrible. One guy in the whole area can fix it. Larry, thousands of people have they're very slick looking. It's bizarre. I find it amazing what's happened in that area. Hey, off the top, man, a compelling story about a young Jewish man who went to these protests at Pitt to talk to the protesters, to kind of learn. Jewish kid, got attacked. Oh, you got to hear this story. It's kind of a sad place we're in, you know?
You get the sense that a lot of those people were just in it because it's a thing to do, so to speak, to be a part of that. They don't really know what the real facts are if you drilled down, if you quizzed them.
I don't know what the hell the one kid who confronted my guy about me.
I saw that.
Doesn't even go to Pitt. Doesn't know anything about Palestinians.
I mean, no.
I don't know. It's actually very frustrating. There's this guy that you guys have talked to, this scanner guy. They're getting millions of hits. Now he's getting threatened. Threatened.
Why?
Thank you. Why?
They're just two guys. They monitor the police scanners and they send out
he's
tweets.
He's getting threatened now. What are we doing, Larry?
We talked to him. He got like 34,000 hits after.
2 million over the weekend.
They love him.
2 million over the weekend. 2 million. Going after him. Seriously. Bizarre. The world we live in. Now we're going to talk to him. I find that disgusting. And we're going to talk to an investment professional about this guy that started buying all this game. What is it? The game store stock.
GameStop.
He's now worth $300 million. This doofus.
Wow.
And people wait for him, Patrick, and invest based on what this guy does. And the market's trying to shut him down. Why? What's he doing that's wrong?
They're trying to ban him from trading.
They are.
Well, I got to hear that.
It's very interesting. It's fascinating stuff. And we are getting abused for posting videos of the crap show, literally, on the trails.
I saw the video. But it's real. Why would you take heat for that?
They're telling me to ignore it.
Okay.
What the hell's wrong with people? Mm-hmm. It's a massive problem.
Yeah.
And these poor folks, by the way.
Well, the truth is, very few people actually get to that point to see it. And if they see it for themselves.
Shocking as hell.
Yeah, maybe
I wouldn't bring my family down there.
Raises awareness. All right, Marty Griffin coming up 10 to 2.
Did you work in a restaurant?
With Christine.
Jesus Christ. Let go.
Did you ever work in a restaurant?
Come on, man. I'm not going to tell you. I'm tired of that story.
Christine, did you ever work in a restaurant?
I did not. No.
All right. I'll just take my ball home and...
Whoa. Only one?
Go. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.